Good morning, students. Welcome to e-learning session for class 8. We will begin with the third module of lesson 3, Glimpses of the Past by S.D. Sawant. Module 3 incorporates the events and conditions and discontentment among Indians that led to the struggle known as the First War of Independence between 1855 to 1857. To begin with, here is the first slide based on the Sparks, 1855 to 57. In Bengal, the Santals rose in rebellion and massacred Europeans and their supporters alike. Discontent was brewing in the East India Company's army too. Sepoy Mangal Pandey attacked the adjutant of his regiment and was executed. Thousands of other sepoys revolted. They were stripped of their uniforms, humiliated, and put in irons. Englishmen hardly cared for the sentiments and customs of the Indians, and hence the masses rendered all help and shelter to the patriots. Chapatis were sent from village to village to tell the people that their emperor would want their services. Similarly, lotus flowers circulated among Indian soldiers. Next, Revolt, 1857. There was a violent outbreak at Meerut. The sepoys marched to Delhi. The rebellion spread wider. Many landlords had lost their lands because of British policies, and even they were sore. The sepoys marched to Delhi and hailed, "Long live our emperor, Bahadur Shah Zafar." Bahadur Shah Zafar was the last Mughal emperor. Next is the Fight for Freedom, 1857. Many former rulers like Begum Hazrat Mahal of Lucknow were bitter. The white men had taken away her kingdom. They joined the upsurge against the foreigners. Popular leaders like Maulvi Ahmedullah Faizabad told people to rise and unify and raise their voice against the Angrez who were ruining their lands. The people rose everywhere in Bareilly, Kanpur and Allahabad. Azimullah Khan told Tatya Top, a general in the Indian Rebellion of 1857 and one of its notable leaders, despite lacking formal military training, Tatya Top is widely considered as the best and most effective rebel general of the Indian Mutiny. So here Azimullah Khan, he told Tatya that they should have Peshwa Nana Sahib as their leader in the War of Independence. Peshwa Nana Sahib, he was born as Dhond Pant. He was an Indian Peshwa of the Maratha Empire, an aristocrat and fighter. He led the rebellion Kanpur during 1857 uprising. The patriots pounced upon the British and fought pitched battles all over North India. Even 18-year-old Kunwar Singh of Bihar, he received a bullet in his wrist. He unsheathed his sword, cut off his injured wrist and offered it to the Mother Ganga. Hence, the First War for Independence upsurged and had taken the form of nationwide revolt. So here, this is the end of Module 3. Students have to attempt questions based on the third module and write answers in their notebook. Thank you.